It's your host Sheena here, attending to the Badass Momcast. We are kicking off season two with some awesome content. I'm so excited to bring you guys all the cool entrepreneurs that we are talking to in season two. We're kicking it off in February, which is Black History Month. So we're going to make history right now because history is nothing but yesterday. So today we're going to start making our own history. We're going to start building and uplifting the people in our own local community. We have the opportunity in so many spaces to start a new thing. So here we are with Tending To, starting a new thing.
Season 2, Black Business Matter.
When I'm not recording for Tending To, the Badass Momcast, I am running my small business, Sheenballa. Check out Sheenballa.com for some unique custom pieces that help express your uniqueness and beauty. We specialize in custom jewelry that express you as a person, as a friend, as a lover, as whatever you want to be expressed as. So check us out at Sheenballa.com and on all our social media pages, also at Sheenballa. And check us out on Thursday nights for Thursday Night Vibe on Facebook. We are kicking off season two with one of my favorite topics, and that is mompreneurship. We as moms have so many things that we want to accomplish in our lives, and you know, I'm not going to say kids are in the way, but you know, you can't let your kids kind of get into you fulfilling your dreams and your purpose. So you have to find a balance. And in episode one, we are going to talk with another awesome mompreneur that is using her talents and skills to help other entrepreneurs find balance and find time through her business, Kassar Consulting. She also has an apparel line that supports travelers. So all kinds of cool affirmations for travelers. I'm a sucker for black t-shirts. So I can't wait to hear Courtney's perspective on balance and how it is being a mom of multiple businesses and awesome kids. So stay tuned. Courtney, it is so awesome to talk to you. So I just want to ask you, get to know you and your businesses a little bit. So I was already on your Instagram and I already love the t-shirt. So tell me a little bit more how the t-shirt business came about, like the name. Tell me about it. How did you get into the t-shirts?
Sure. So Passports and Purpose was founded in 2016 out of an innate desire to really do something different in the marketplace. I noticed that there weren't any items really geared towards travelers of color, nor were there items that really spoke to, you know, affirmations and, you know, positive sayings. And I wanted to really reflect some of the core beliefs that, you know, define me, were statement makers, conversation starters, and it really just grew from there. So originally, I envisioned, you know, the Passports collection being solely focused on travel, because it is, you know, innately tied to community, right? When you're, you know, at these different destinations and you're wearing a fun t-shirt, it's a great conversation starter. And so we got a lot of traction from that collection. And then when we added the Purpose collection, which is, again, affirmation, empowering statements, that is what took our brand to where it is today. That collection overwhelmingly so, with shirts, you know, such as Becoming the Person I Once Needed or Believe in What You Prayed For. These are the statements that really resonate with people and led to a greater connection and, you know, thousands of followers and lots of press and, you know, so many things that really exceeded my wildest dreams.
Right. I love it. I love it. I like the snack one. That was
thank you.
For snacks. That's definitely one that's on my list. And I friends that travel, not necessarily for business, but they do like consulting, so they take their time and they travel all the time. So that traveling black woman, I'm definitely getting a couple of those for a couple of my friends. So at
That's what I
what
love
point?
to hear.
I definitely want to get these going because I'm a sucker for a black shirt and I live in black t-shirts with white writing. So this is the perfect place for me to spend my coins because that's the point is to stay to I, my goal is to do as much business in black as I can and to get black businesses in the black. That is like my number one goal. That's my passion in life. We operate on such a way like we're always down, we're always down. And capitalism, like it's a gift and a curse because that's really how you're able to be, start a legacy within your own family. You're not building, someone else's dream. You're building your own something for your family, something for your children, your grandchildren, and so on and so forth. So in order to do that, you need people to support that. You need the capital. So that's definitely my goal. So speaking on your other business, Kassar Consulting, how did you get to transition from an apparel or affirmation line to what brought on the need for Kassar Consulting?
Sure. So I actually have over 18 years of human resources experience in corporate America and the nonprofit sector. And my experiences growing and building Passports and Purpose led me to really sit in the seat of an entrepreneur, but also, of course, bring all of that HR experience with me. And so I quickly realized the need to bring all of those corporate strategies to other entrepreneurs that were in similar situations that I was, in order to teach them how to navigate the business of people, how to build their team, how to manage their team, how to communicate, how to, navigate challenging conversations, how to give great feedback and do performance management, all of those things that I knew how to do, bringing that experience to the table. I wanted to make sure that I leveled the playing field by giving everyday entrepreneurs that same information, insight, and know-how, because really the business of people is a game changer. We've both seen, the power of people to, grow and by having the right person in the right position at the right time. But we've also seen kind of the flip side of the coin, which is when you have, the wrong person or the wrong position or even the wrong time really destroy a legacy. And so I want to make sure that entrepreneurs are able to build a solid foundation at the start and be proactive instead of reactive when it comes to making staffing and personnel decisions. Decisions.
Passports, what I can't keep it up. Passports and it's not passports and culture, is it? Passport,
Passports and purpose,
passports and
yeah.
purpose. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get it. Passports and purpose. Passports and purpose. The two, the K and the C keep, I keep wanting to slide in another part. So passports and purpose and Kassar Consulting. And then I'm sure you have other hats too. You're a mom, right? Tell me how you stay balanced in mommyhood and then Kassar Consulting and passports and purpose. How do you keep it all
It
balanced?
is, it's a lot of hats. You're completely right. I have a 12-year-old daughter, and she is phenomenal. And the main thing that I try to focus on is really being intentional in setting boundaries. Everything from setting reminders on my phone, to unplug, to scheduling vacations or even staycations or, just time together with her, and making sure that I have a hard stop at either certain times of the day or if, work spills over as it can, making sure that I, carve time out to focus solely on her. So we have routines that we build in. We have what we call family meetings. We have movie night. We have date night, where it's something as simple as, grabbing ice cream or, something more elaborate, taking her to an activity. It's just important, really, to have those be non-negotiable. The principle for both of my businesses is family first. Both of my businesses are rooted in, entrepreneurship and setting entrepreneurs free to reclaim their time. And when you have that, servant leader approach, then it's very easy to weave your core values into how you run your businesses. So even for my staff and assistants, I have a hard stop for them. Do not take work home. You have to leave work at work. If something isn't done, and then we can go over some time management principles surrounding it. But if you're on vacation, then you're on vacation. If you're, if it's the weekend and you're off hours, then be off hours. Don't have a gray area, because that's when people can kind of push the envelope and, tread all over the boundaries that you've worked really hard to set. So, having them be non-negotiable, I put the times on my calendar like any other meeting that I have for my businesses, and I honor them, and I'm just very intentional about it.
Cool. That I love to hear that. And I'm pretty sure that like we were talking about hiring someone else, especially like with Kassar Consulting, advising people to hire someone else that does allow you to set those boundaries and have, like you said, hard stops and places to say, no, I can't do this. I'm spending time with my children, or even with your children, hey, this is my time to work right now. So thinking about all your businesses and all the things that you do, you said you have 18 years of corporate America experience. At what point did you realize, hey, I don't want to do this anymore? I'm going to take this experience and put it back into myself. What was something that happened, or what was your aha moment to say, you know what, I'm going to do me full time?
It was actually teaching my first master class to a group of entrepreneurs. Prior to launching Kassar Consulting publicly, I actually did similar work, strategic human resources support for a number of entrepreneurs privately. But I fell into the trap of trading money for time, right? Because there are only so many clients that you can visit in a day, only so many phone calls that you can take. And so I had to find a way to kind of evolve and change my business model in order to serve multiple entrepreneurs at once. And so in that moment, teaching my master class live, doing this corporate training, seeing those light bulbs go off, when people actually getting those concepts, getting the principles, and then having them hear, taking your class changed how I do business. It changed everything. Now, my approach is different. My mindset is different. And, hearing actual tangible results, as a result of taking a class, I was able to increase my business, by 30%, by 60%, with actual dollars tied to it. It let me know that I was on the right track. And my day job, just thinking about the mission and values, I was fortunate enough to work in a company where I actually care about the mission. It was nonprofit in Chicago, and I was able to stay on and support them even as a consultant. So navigating that transition was a bit easier because it wasn't just 2 weeks' notice, peace out. It was more of a gradual transition because I care about the company itself so much. And again, it speaks to the humanity aspect of it all. You never look at people as, just lines on the spreadsheet or just, slots to fill. It's, so much more than that. And I want to make sure that, they were in a good place, and I was able to, exit and enter with grace.
That is so awesome. It's really good to work for a good company, good solid company, because it's so hard, I think, to work somewhere that you hate it. So you're always on the fence, and you can be kind of pushed into, like, you're not ready with your own business to be doing it full time, but you're pushed because you hate your job. So it definitely makes a difference when you're full time, like your, primary source of income is, something that you already enjoy. So it can like it could be a gift and a curse. It's like, oh, you get to leave all that behind, but you get to leave it all, I have to leave it all behind, So I see you're based in Chicago. We talked about Chicago. So do you for your for example, for your master class, is it something that we can do virtually, or is it something that you do locally in Chicago?
Actually, both. Right now, the delegate to Escalate Masterclass is open and taking on new students. And in that class, I'm teaching entrepreneurs the art of letting go. I cannot emphasize enough how profitable it is, how freeing it is, how transformative it is to realize that one, you can't be everything to everyone. Two, it's okay to ask for help. And then three, you can find people that are just as invested in your vision as you are. So the first half of the class is really talking about really embracing those truths. There's a lot of mindset work that we do because it is, taking a leap, making the decision and evaluating whether you're even ready to hire. And then, of course, the second half of the class is, talking about how to have the conversation in order to make sure that you're prepared as an employer to let some things go. I've seen lots of examples of hiring out of desperation, right? And that's not successful because it's, reactive instead of proactive. And then I've also seen examples of hiring someone, but not actually being ready for them. So not having any training documentation, not having any expectations on what they can actually do, not knowing how to really manage them. A lot of entrepreneurs are put in management positions, just naturally as the company evolves, but they haven't received management training. And management is a skill. A lot of people think, I'm a nice person. I know how to talk to people. It won't be an issue. It is an issue because management, it's a skill. It's not in something that you just pick up as you go. And so, Pusar Consulting really comes in to stand in the gap and equip entrepreneurs with the tools, with resources to have those conversations as needed. And it's, been an amazing journey so far.
I love to hear that. I love to hear that. So when you're not traveling or consulting, what are you doing? What is your daughter? What are y'all favorite activities?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say, let's see, here in Chicago, it's kind of chilly now, but our favorite thing to do is either, karaoke. We love dancing. Chicago is an amazing city, so there is always something to do, whether it's, museums or festivals or art exhibits. We make sure to enjoy all that the city has to offer, in addition to traveling together frequently. So, I travel. Traveled multiple times, goodness, a quarter. But she travels at least 4 to 5 times a year, primarily internationally with me. So that is, our time together to unplug. Again, like I said before, it's important to be intentional about it. And what most people don't know is that if you compare that, the cost of traveling domestically to internationally, so many times internationally is cheaper if you go where the dollar is stronger. So that's, kind of our thing, the mommy daughter trips, and we absolutely love it.
I love to hear that. That sounds so cool. I'm so excited. I want to take my boys. They haven't been international just yet, so it's something that I have been thinking about. So we'll have to get some cool t-shirts, and I'll have to talk to you about hiring somebody so I can leave and someone else can run all my businesses while I'm gone. So what, as we round up, what's the most rewarding part of all of it? Like when you really go home and you sit down, like, you know what, this was the best day ever. What is it that you love so much about consulting or even producing like affirmations and travel support to other people?
I would say the common theme, like I said before, between the businesses is servanthood and helping people and, fixing things. So, with the store, I love hearing stories about and receiving pictures. We have fans from all over the world, saying, "Hey, I wore your gear on a trip to Thailand and it was my first time, flying internationally." Or, "I wore this to my family reunion and I hadn't seen my parents in 20 years." Like there are stories attached to travel, so I'm helping people really make memories and, create moments, and I absolutely love that. With Kassar Consulting, it's the light bulb moment, when you see your clients actually, understand that by, making a decision to hire, that they're setting themselves free. It's an amazing feeling. And again, hearing those success stories is what really keeps me going, I would say, because too many entrepreneurs, suffer burnout. They are tired, they are frustrated, they're not as profitable as they want to be, they're not seeing the fruit of their labor. They've bought into the narrative of, hustle and grind and, go, go, go. And they're waiting for that day when they'll, see the fruit of their labor, when they'll, feel as if they've made it. And the bar keeps moving, the goalpost keeps moving. And so they never really get that satisfaction because they're trying to wear too many hats. They're not operating in their lane. Say they're supposed to be a creative and, they're stuck doing bookkeeping because somebody has to
Oh,
crunch the
that's the thing
numbers.
I hate the
Or
most. That was the one thing that I said, okay, I'm outsourcing it. I just can't for my own sanity. Like I tried to keep up, but I said, if nothing else, somebody else has to keep up with this money. I refuse. Or we're all going to jail.
It makes a difference, just by letting that go, right? You're able to focus, in your strengths and your area of expertise and insight, and that brings so much peace, so seeing and hearing not only the profit increases, but also, by saying, hey, by hiring someone, I was able to go with my family on vacation for the first time in 4 years, or I was able to, devote that time to working out instead, and I lost, 10 pounds. Those things, really are, so rewarding because it means that, what I'm teaching them, the insight that I'm giving them is actually working. So I'm really helping entrepreneurs get their life back. And that's what I love more than anything.
Awesome, Courtney. It was such a pleasure talking to you today. I can't wait to order my shirts, and I definitely can't wait to get more information on this masterclass. So I'm gonna post all of our links in the description of this episode, so everyone will have the opportunity to get passports and purpose gear, and
Yes.
passports and purpose, and then also links to the Kassar Consulting website, which I love because all my stuff is blue and pink too. So I noticed that was one thing we had in common was our colors for our brand, which is a whole nother conversation, but branding is everything. So pink and blue, I'm already drawn to, but I can't wait to dig in to see where I can offload some of this work, and then to where we can get some of your the things that your services offer out to the people. So thank you so much for spending time with me this afternoon. Thank you so much for all the things that you do for our community and our Black girls and our travel folks. And it was such a pleasure.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I've enjoyed our time together and I'm excited, to partner moving forward. We have so much in common, supporting the Black dollar, the Black community, and again, just setting people free and, giving them support and affirmations along the way.
Absolutely. This definitely won't be our last time together. This is just the start of something beautiful. Once again, thank you so much for Courtney of Kassar Consulting and Passports and Purpose for joining us on our very first episode of season 2. It's so exciting to be back. I'm so happy. I know season 1 was kind of left hanging. There was so much that happened. So it was like, do I just continue to drag my feet on season 1 or do I start fresh with some new content? So nice to talk to you all again. I had to kind of take some time to, do what I always told you guys to do, and is to fill that cup back up. So my cup was, I didn't even have a cup to fill up at some point in the last few months. So taking the time to kind of refill my cup, realign myself with what I was going to do with myself, my family, and even the podcast. Like I had, this months and months and months plan of what I wanted to do, but You know, things don't always happen the way you want them to, but here we are, season two, doing my favorite thing, and that is talking about Black businesses. So hopefully you all learned something about the way you find some new cool businesses to support, you know, as we learn more and talk to more folks over season two. Season two is all about other entrepreneurs. It's nothing about me this time. So stay tuned. Make sure you're subscribed. Be sure to share and comment on your favorite podcast streaming service. Hit us with a review. Let me know that you like it. Let me know that you don't. So I will talk to you guys in episode two.